and it's kind of crazy. Hopefully I can make it through this. You know, there's times when you feel... Oh, I'm sorry. There's times when you feel the Spirit of the Lord and just makes you cry, and I was just sitting back there crying. So I would say that I am one of the least of these. I'm not an educated man, but I love the Lord, and hopefully the spirit that I was feeling earlier will, that same spirit will touch your hearts. My folks went to a Baptist church, and so I grew up in a Baptist church, and thank the Lord for Baptist churches. There's a lot of people saved in Baptist churches. And at the age of 9, I had a dream on a Saturday night that I had went forward and asked Jesus into my heart. And so when I got up the next morning, I told my folks that, and they said, cool, if that's what you want to do, you know, as long as you know what you're doing. And they had told me about Christ, and so so I did that. So at the age of 9, you know, the pastor, he took me aside and talked to me to make sure that I knew what was going on. I love the Lord and had a relationship with him. When I got up into high school, I kind of put Christ in my back pocket. I wouldn't say the Lord's name in vain, but you wouldn't have been able to tell me any different than anybody else. I went to church, I tithed, up into my 20s, I was calling myself a Christian, but I really wasn't living for Christ. And if I could redo some things, I would redo that time. I would redeem that time. You know, God would have the Israelites put pillars in their lives, not for them to remember the bad times, but remember how Christ brought them out of times. And I would say that time would be that I would have pillars in my life during that time. I wished I could redo them. Lisa and I, we got married at a young age and had children young, and basically I was 18 and she was 16 when we got married. So into my 20s, we were at another Baptist church, and I was wrestling. I don't know if it was wrestling with the Holy Spirit or wrestling with the devil, but there were uncertainties on, you know, if I really knew what I was doing when I was 9 years old, and really was I living for Christ. So at the end of the service, I chose not to worry about what man thought. I think that keeps us from making decisions for Christ sometimes. I think some of the time when the Lord is knocking at our heart's door, the Word says that he'll stand at the door and knock. But I think lots of times we'll try to go to an inner room and wait, you know, until that time is past, you know, rather this hour time is past or whatever. You know, I said, without a shadow of a doubt, I want to make sure that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When it comes down to it, whenever that book is opened, he'll say, this one is mine, you know? So I went forward, and actually I even got baptized again. If you think that's bad, I don't know, but you know, I know that Christ only died for me one time, and that salvation is, you know, what Christ died for, and I wasn't doing a redo thing, but I wanted to make sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that when those books was opened, that my name was there. And I guess that would be my challenge for you guys today. Don't worry about what somebody else would think of you. You know, whether if you're a dad, whether if you're a grandpa, a mom, somebody that this would be your first time to accept the Lord. Or maybe you might be a prodigal that have been away from church and just starting to come back. Or maybe somebody like me, I was going to church, calling myself a Christian. If there's a recommitment, without a shadow of a doubt, if you need to make that decision, don't worry about what the person beside you thinks. But you need to make that decision. And it all, from the big universe, it comes down to a target that the Lord has on your heart, that he wants to make it intimate between you and him, and rather your name is written. So that's my challenge for you guys today.
That was awesome. So let me ask you a question, buddy, and then if you can pray. So at 9 years old, you had that dream, and you go forward. You feel like you kind of understood the gospel at that point? I mean, you weren't just going through motions, really. You were.
I did. I took it as, you know, the Lord says that, you know, he pulled a child to him and saying, I guess the disciples ask him, who was the greatest? Mm-hmm. You know, it talks about three different times that the disciples were battling about who was the greatest. Mm. And he pulled a child to him one time and he said, unless you come to me as a child, and he was just talking about intimacy or humility or coming to him as a child. But I really do think that at 9 years old, I knew that Christ died for me. I didn't know all of the scriptures, but I did know that and came to him as an innocent
trusting
kid.
Him as Savior. But then the process, what happened in the 20s, was that more of a surrender to Lordship, you think, or a sealing up? Or
Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome. Yeah. Can you pray for everyone in here? Because we want you to... I just loved his testimony, because it was like so many. You have that young experience, and he had a dream. That's a pretty powerful thing. But came to Jesus and trusted him, but then there was a bit of some inconsistency in his walk, and then the conviction of the Holy Spirit rested on him, and he responded to it and didn't respond. And, hey, I've already gone through these motions. I don't need to do them again. Kind of not worried about what man thought, fully responded to the conviction and the drawing of the Spirit. And I just appreciate that courage and that boldness. And I just wondered if you could say a quick prayer for those that might be under that kind of conviction.
Sure. Dear Father God, I pray that that same Holy Spirit that I felt earlier would be moving and be alive in people's hearts right now. Dear Lord, I pray that you would be intimate, that you would be knocking on some people's hearts right now. Dear Lord, I know that Jonathan would be fine, Sam would be fine, that you would take control of the service, that if any right now need to come to know you, that they would get up right now and come. Dear Lord, I pray that you would have your will in our life, dear Father God, we surrender to you, and we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Wonderful. Thank you, Roger. That's great. If you feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit, even if you've gone through the motions in an earlier time in your life, but you know there's been a discrepancy between what's the Lordship of Jesus and what is your walk, but the Lord's really resting on you, please come and get prayer after the service, or go right to Roger Beal. Roger's just touched by the Holy Spirit this morning and blessed, and we're just blessed by your testimony, Roger. That was awesome.